When we were young but old enough for us to understand, we all believed in fairies and the hope in fairyland. But the modern child is running wild, he wants to know too much. He's never understood about Red Riding Hood. Say, how could little Red Riding Hood have been so very good and still keep the wolves from the door? Father and mother, she had none. So where in the world did the money come from? Please let me ask it, who filled her basket? The storybook never tells. Now they say that she found a great big wolf in Granny's bed, and he had a great big sunbonnet pulled down over his head. But you know and I know what she must have found instead. Say, how could Little Red Riding Hood have been so very good and still keep the wolves from the door?
How could Red Riding Hood have been so very good and still keep the wolves from the door? Why was she dressed up in her bright flaming red, unless she expected to knock someone dead? Why did she ramble? She knew it was a gamble. She was out in the woods for no good. They say she was a maid, most discreet.
Yeah.
And there's no doubt about it, she must have been sweet. But you know, and I know, that even sweet girls must eat.
Oh, how could Little Red Riding Hood have been so very good and still keep the wolves from the door? I ask you, how could Little Red Riding Hood have been so very good and still keep the wolves from the door? I have heard of many strange things in New York, but who ever heard of a wolf that could talk? I hate to doubt it, but there's something about it that sounds mighty funny to me.
You know, I don't believe any one of those fairy tales are true.
You don't?
I don't believe them. You believe them?
I believe all fairy tales.
And I'd like to ask you, who was the father of all the little children of the woman that lived in the shoe?
Jack the Giant Killer.
How could Little Red Riding Hood have been so very good and still keep the wolf from the door?